This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
We're also following reports that the maker of the addictive painkiller OxyContin is in talks to settle thousands of state and local lawsuits for more than $10 billion. Reuters is among those citing unnamed sources for this. Among scenarios, the company's founding family, the Sacklers, would pull out of the company, which would be turned into a kind of trust that would pay drug profits to the governments that sued. Numbers. The FTSE in London is down 0.2% after the UK Prime Minister today moved to suspend Parliament, giving his opponents less time to organize against his plan to leave the European Union this fall. U.S. stock index futures are down in the 0.2% range. A new survey by the staffing firm Robert Half International finds that more professional employees are now checking how their pay compares to other workers who do a similar job. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
About three-quarters of workers surveyed check online job sites and salary guides. More than half have dished to their coworkers about pay and benefits. Younger workers are the most likely to.
They're used to sharing information more freely in social media.
Although Paul McDonald at Robert Half warns,
it is bad for morale if you find out that maybe you're undercompensated. We highly advise against comparing with your colleagues.
Some companies ban the practice. Software developer Steve Smith says that just serves the needs of the employer.
It makes it an uneven playing field. I would always rather know something and be able to take action.
Engineer Kelsey Garza just got that kind of uncomfortable information. A coworker with the same degree and less experience revealed his salary is higher.
Kind of made me feel terrible. Will absolutely come up next time I have yearly appraisal.
More than 4 in 10 workers surveyed think they're underpaid. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.